Open Windows, January the 23rd. The Divine Consciousness. I came that they might have life, and have it abundantly. John 10, verse 10. Remember, in him was life. Is he different in nature from other men? Everyone can see that he is different from other men in his very nature, and the difference is made by this life that is in him. This life brings with it a new and different consciousness. Oh, look at the Lord Jesus. What was his real consciousness? This was a thing about which he was always speaking, and it was so very evident in his case. He said, I and the Father are one. And I do always the things that are pleasing to him, that is to the Father. And the works that I do in my Father's name. Oh, this word, Father, in John's Gospel. The consciousness of Jesus Christ every day was of his union with his Father, the oneness that existed between them. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. John 17, verse 21. The consciousness of the Lord Jesus was of the very closest union with God as his Father, and that was because the very life of God was in him. His life was a God-conscious life. But God consciousness in the sense of perfect oneness. And that is what it means to have this life. Man never had that. Jesus came to bring it in his own person, not to talk about union with God, but to live out a life of union with God, and to bring his disciples into that same union. Jesus said, I came that they might have life. In other words, I am come that they might have the same consciousness of God the Father that I have, and that they may have the same divine nature in them as I have.